This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Michigan Civil Service Commission unilaterally restricted state labor union workers' rights. Emily Lawler for MLive reports that rule changes prohibit some issues as subjects of collective bargaining and take away specific provisions unions have negotiated for around seniority bumping, overtime scheduling, and transfers, as well as restrict the paid union leave time state employees use to work on union issues. Here's Civil Service Commission and former House Speaker Jace Bolger on that decision.
We heard the examples of the silliness of seniority, where somebody's time serving with the state in a different capacity wouldn't be counted just because they didn't belong to that union. So I think this improves the process and ultimately is more responsible for taxpayers.
Hundreds of union members disagreed, and some past state officials argued against it, saying it wasn't right to change things that were negotiated in good faith. But the commission made a decision, changed the rules, and that was that. Also this week, another commission, the Civil Rights Commission, held a public hearing after weeks of work on whether protections against sex discrimination apply to LGBT people. My colleague Rick Pluta reported the Civil Rights Commission was going to proceed toward a ruling, but a lawyer from Attorney General Bill Schuette stopped the proceedings, saying it's a matter for the legislature to decide. And that was that. Joining me now are Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us by Skype. Vicki, why does one commission seem to have power to change things, but the other doesn't?
It depends on how they were established in the state constitution, and both of these are constitutional bodies. The Civil Rights Commission is constitutionally charged with investigating crimes of discrimination or accusations of discrimination, and that is their goal and that is their job, whereas the Civil Service Commission was established to take out patronage and all kinds of chaos that had been existing in the state employee system. Every time there was a change of governor, there were a change of massive numbers of employees, and it was designed to facilitate a professional workforce that didn't operate on patronage, and they have the right under the Constitution to make the rules regarding employment of state civil service workers. And that's the major difference here.
So, Ken, let's step back a little bit. Why do we have these many commissions we have in this state? I mean, why are they necessary?
Well, Lester, there are literally dozens and dozens of commissions or state government bodies that have the name commission behind it. Some have enormous authority, like the Civil Service Commission that you're talking about. They're basically the state employer. Others just have very little authority. But the theory behind establishing even these commissions that have a lot of authority is sort of twofold. One is to try to reduce the political aspects of making certain decisions. And then secondly, some decisions are just so technically complex that you just don't want, and it's not feasible to have legislators make them. For example, you have a public service commission that establishes rates for utilities. You have a natural resources commission that establishes hunting and fishing regulations, and I don't think you want the legislature doing either one of those two things. But that's kind of the theory behind these commissions that actually do have some authority.
I think the big concern, though, is these commission members are political appointments, even though, as you said, they try to keep politics out of it a little bit. So why are these commissions made up of unelected people making these decisions?
Well, that's one of the sort of historic debates that always occurs about the authority of these commissions. You know, they're not elected. And you see that quite a bit, this debate between the legislature and these commissions. They're not elected. Now, they sort of have what I would call indirect accountability, in that many of them, the members are appointed by the governor. They have to survive, advise, and consent from the state Senate, but they're not directly accountable to the people. But once again, the theory is that there are certain decisions that the legislature is probably not in a position to make, but it's always an ongoing debate about whether their authority is too little or too much. And in fact, in the case of the Civil Rights Commission, you had various legislators from both sides of the aisle in there arguing about what the proper authority of the Civil Rights Commission in fact was.
And I also want to point out that some of these commissions are supposed to be appointed in a nonpartisan or bipartisan fashion. And the Civil Service Commission is one of them. They're supposed to be basically two Republicans and two Democrats on that commission. Now, arguably, one could say, how does that happen and how do you know? And that's always a question as well. But there's always an attempt to try to be fair.
I'm wondering why you think Bill Schuette's, Attorney General Bill Schuette's lawyer, waited until after the hearings had been held, they were about to make a decision before stepping in and saying, hey, no, you really don't have the authority to do that.
Well, that's a very interesting question, why the last-minute insertion of the comments when there had been several hearings held already around the state where testimony was being taken on this very issue. I don't have the answer to that, and I suspect people will have all kinds of thoughts in their head as to why that happened.
Ken, what are your thoughts?
Well, I guess we'd probably have to ask the Attorney General himself, but my one possibility is that the Attorney General's office kind of watched this going on, and once it appeared to them that the Civil Rights Commission might in fact say they did have the authority, once that sort of became apparent, they might have waited till then to weigh in and say, no, you don't have that authority, because if they acted, then there'd be a legal dispute, and in fact a court case as to the authority of that commission, and I think the Attorney General might have been trying to head that off.
That is Ken Sikkema, a former Republican legislator. We also heard from Vicki Barnett, a former Democratic legislator. Hey, thanks. Have a nice and warm late September weekend.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thanks, Lester.